Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode of the Bears Talk Underground is brought to you by Symbol. Guys, we have a brand new sponsor that you guys are going to love. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks, and every time your teams win, you can earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the nearly 7,000-plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.symbol.com to create a free account, and when you deposit, make sure you use the promo code SD, as in sports drink, to make your deposit risk-free. Again, that's www.symbol.com, and use the promo code SD, and your deposit will be risk-free. That means even if you lose money, Symbol will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. Join Symbol and start investing and profiting from your favorite teams. This episode is also brought to you by the Spotify Green Room. Guys, the Spotify Green Room is a live, audio-only sports talk platform. Talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Get in on the conversation that you listen to here every single day and have a chance to be featured on your favorite podcast like this one. Download the Spotify Green Room app free in the iOS App Store, create a profile, link your Twitter, and join my group. Follow me at Larry D-E-E. It's, I don't know why they didn't let me use D period, but they didn't. So follow me at Larry D-E-E to be notified when my room goes live every Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, and join me when we go live every Wednesday night at Club 34/7. What's up, guys? Oh man, this one stings. It does. I got to be honest with you. This one stings. I wanted this one. I wanted it bad. I really, really did. I just thought that, this was going to be the one that we could lean on. It just kind of looked at, you know, the Packers weren't their, you know, usual invincible selves coming into the game and all that kind of stuff. And we're playing well, and we've got momentum behind Fields, and the offense is progressing. The defense has been outstanding the last two games. It just looked like the perfect time. It looked like the perfect time for us to be running into these guys and for us to be able to take the advantage in this rivalry, make it a rivalry again. Instead, it ended up being a typical Bears-Packers game where we make it interesting for a bit, but in the end, we're just not good enough to beat these guys. I mean, I think I said those exact same words in my knee-jerk reactions that you'll hear tomorrow. But it doesn't stop with these guys. I don't know what the hell it is. I honestly don't, because it's not Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't so goddamn magical today that it just, you know, was the Aaron Rodgers show. It did suck that he scored the final touchdown and then had a total freak out there in the end zone where he was screaming, "I still own you," at the crowd. I can't tell you how much that sucked. But, you know, it wasn't that Rodgers was so brilliant or anything. I don't even think he broke 200 yards passing today. But he threw two touchdown passes. He made the plays that he needed to play, or made the plays he needed to make, made the throws he needed to make. And it, you know, what they did was enough, which against the Bears, and I don't know what the hell it is, we can't play offense against these guys. Now, granted, we haven't really played offense against anybody so far this year as far as putting up a ton of points or anything. But, you know, they didn't need to score 41 points and 35 on us like they did last year, because we only mustered 14. So, anyway, this is the Bear Up, Bear Down for week number 6. Let's go ahead and get this over with, because trust me, this is not going to take long. Hang up the telephone. I hear the dial tone ringing out loud. Like I said, guys, I really wanted this one bad. I wanted it bad. I like I said, I thought we were coming in at the perfect time. We were meeting each other at the perfect point, you know, to come away with the win, to be 4-2, to have the advantage over Green Bay, to be in first place, going into a big game next Sunday against the Buccaneers and whatnot. I just thought this was the right time. You know, I know that I still picked the Packers to win because of days like today, you know, where it just, number one, we weren't just playing the Packers today. We're playing the Packers and the goddamn referees. Let's just get that out there. You know, sour grapes or not, that's how it feels, or that's how it felt during this football game. You know, it just felt like every time we tried to get something going, there'd be some kind of call, and then they'd show the replay of it and be like, no, that's no. What was that? You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it was a bad day, and I'm sick of us always having our worst moments against this team. I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. You know, he's 21-5 on us now. 22-5 against us, including beating us in the NFC Championship game back in 2010. Enough's enough, man. Enough's enough. We got to figure out how to beat these guys, period. I mean, I know it's the most obvious thing. We've got to figure out how to beat these guys. It's just, like I said, I wanted this one. This wasn't like in the past where I just want to beat the Packers because it's the Bears and the Packers and, you know, you just want that win. It's just, no, this was different. This was different. I really thought we had a great shot. And I know I didn't pick us to win, but because I thought, just look at it, 22-5. I mean, what the odds of us winning weren't that great to begin with. But this is the best shot we've had in a while to get a legitimate win. Not one where they could look back and say, oh, well, Rodgers was hurt in this one, or Rodgers didn't play, or there was this one, or, you know, it was right after we fired, what's-his-name, and Joe Philbin was the coach, or whatever, you know. It isn't any of that. So it just, we had it there. And in the way the game started off, it looked like it was going to head in that direction. Like, oh, yeah. Wait till you hear the new knee-jerk reactions tomorrow. Anyway, let's, like I said, I'm going to make this short and sweet today. It's not going to be a highly extensive show today. I doubt we'll break 20 minutes, to be completely honest with you, because I don't have a lot to offer either way, you know. I want to give a bear up to Khalil Herbert. He was the starter and our primary ball carrier. The guy had over five yards of carry now that I'm looking at it. 19 carries, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Should have had two and however many yards were. So he actually should have had a 100-yard day and a second touchdown. So bear up to him. He played outstanding. He's also going to be our most valuable bear today as well. Just going to go ahead and get that one out of the way. I want to say bear up to Justin Fields, but I can't. I mean, it seemed like he was getting better as the game went along. But in the first half, the first portion of the.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Third quarters. Something was just seemed off, you know, and I mentioned it in knee-jerk reactions. I don't know if it was something he saw in film this week or whatever it was, but, you know, and maybe I'm overstepping here, but I actually want to give a bear down to all of our wide receivers, all of them, Mooney, Robinson, Bird, Goodwin, whoever played wide receiver today, bear down to those guys. And here's why. They're not getting open. They're not getting open. So like I said, I think it may have been a combination of something he saw in film that, you know, made him think that, you know, pulling the ball in and taking off running, he should do that quicker or something. And our receivers didn't really look like they were running their routes with conviction today. The chief example being our, what was it, like third and whatever it was on our last offensive drive. We had a third and long, and we were running because they showed us the all 22 shot of it. We had two guys running deep routes and then one receiver running a deep curl. I couldn't see what the numbers were because they had completely zoomed out. But Justin Fields is ready to throw the ball, and none of them, like the deep cross route hasn't cut into his break yet. The other receivers just weren't open, and Justin's running for his life, ends up getting sacked for the second time in the same drive by Kenny Clark. You know, you got to get rid of the ball, but at the same time, his receivers weren't getting open, and I think that also contributed to him just taking the ball and trying to run. You know, he ended up with 43 yards rushing, but he probably got most of that in maybe like two or three attempts, and he had six attempts on the day. And the other ones were those ones where sometimes he didn't break the line of scrimmage, or he just barely got back to the line of scrimmage, or he got 2 yards and you know, or something like that. It wasn't at all, I think, what he was hoping for, planning for, or whatever. You know, I don't think the offensive line was especially bad. I don't think that the pressure was so overwhelming, because at times you kind of got flashes like, did the Justin Fields that got beat up by Cleveland get transported to play in this game? Because that's kind of how it looked at times in the early going, with how quick he was to take the ball in and take off running, as opposed to waiting for the receivers to get open or develop, you know, for the play to develop or whatever. Like, he was getting happy feet or something like that. It was really, really odd, you know, because he doesn't strike me at all. I mean, especially with the way he played again in the Detroit game, doesn't strike me at all as the kind of kid that, you know, feels people coming and hear the footsteps and or anything like that. But to the casual fan, that's probably how it looked at times. Like, he just, you know, he heard the footsteps and boop, oh, and he takes the ball in, tries to run, and wasn't able to do much of anything with it. Because this was a game we should have been carving the Green Bay Packers up all day. They were missing their top two corners, and they lost Darnell Savage in the second half. I mean, talk about a game where we should have been attacking the secondary, and instead we weren't doing that. So, or at least we didn't start trying to throw the ball exclusively until we were down two scores late in the third quarter. So another reason why Khalil Herbert didn't get the second touchdown or break 100 yards today. So, I mean, it just, yeah, bear down to the receivers. They think they did a horrible job getting open today, and that's mostly by assumption based on the way that Justin Fields did perform today. You know, I didn't think he was good enough to earn a bear up, but I don't think he was bad enough to earn a bear down. I mean, he definitely was struggling at times today, but it wasn't an out and route, you know, poor performance. I think he took himself out of bear down category with the way that he was throwing the ball later in the ball game. So it's just that it took him a while to get that going for one reason or another. And I don't know if that's a Bill Lazor issue or if, like it was, like I said, if it was because our damn receivers weren't getting open. I don't know what it was, but I want to give a bear up to Cole Kmet, actually. We've been wondering where he's been. It's kind of like he's off to the same slow start he was in his rookie season, but he had some really nice catches today. 4 catches, 49 yards, and hopefully this is kind of the the start to his emergence in 2021. Kind of like, you know, it took Bill Lazor taking over the playbook last year to get Cole Kmet going and get him more involved in the offense. Hopefully that's something that will start trending up, is seeing him more involved in the passing game, because he's actually done a pretty decent job in the run blocking area. But to see him getting involved in the passing game is really kind of what we drafted him for. And it was nice to see him make some pretty big catches in the ball game today. So hopefully that is the start of something that we can look forward to. I want to give a bear up to Elijah Wilkerson, starting for the injured Jermaine Afidi. He's going to be our right tackle for the next few weeks because, of course, Afidi's on IR. And I think that's all I got for bear ups, to be completely honest with you guys, because I'm not giving one to anyone on defense. Khalil Mack, Robert Quinn, Akeem Hicks, they all had sacks, which is great. We had three sacks on Rodgers, but in typical Bears-Packers fashion, that was really the only time we got close to Rodgers. We didn't sack him three times, but hit him six or seven other times. That didn't happen today. I think maybe outside of the three times we actually sacked him, maybe once or twice we got close. But outside of that, if we weren't actually sacking him, we didn't get close to him. He was upright, you know, for the football game. And, you know, I was in the beginning when we sacked Rodgers twice in the first quarter, I thought I was working my way up to, you know, making Sean Desai the most valuable Bear because we were slowing the Packers down. We shut him out in the first quarter. And, you know, we looked impressive. But from the second quarter on, it looked like typical Bears-Packers where, you know, that's what's so frustrating about this is that we can shut them down on first and second down, and then on third and 12, they'll get 13 yards and make it look like it was the easiest thing they've done all day. You know, like they didn't just get completely waxed on first and second down. Third down, they'll come out and get that big play. So that's what's frustrating. It's like with our offense, we need to edge our way in. If we've got third and nine, you know, we're pretty much thinking about punting as opposed to Rodgers and company, who are trying to dig that 13-yard play out of their playbook and then use it to kill us with it. This episode of the Bears Talk Underground is brought to you by the Spotify Green Room. Guys, Spotify Green Room is free audio-only social media platform for sports fans. Start or join ongoing conversations, watch games together, react to the biggest news, rumors, and games. Talk with other sports fans, insiders, athletes, and executives in real time. Join in on conversations with me at Club 34/7 and have a chance to be featured on your favorite podcast. I'll be hosting rooms every week. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. Come through and talk to me live on Club 34/7. All you need to do is download the Spotify Green Room app in the iOS App Store, create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group. Follow me at Larry DEE to be notified when my room goes live. And again, every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, you can join me on the Spotify Green Room for Club 34/7. Come in, let's have a conversation, let's talk Bears, let's talk whatever you want. But in order to do that, you got to download the Spotify Green Room anywhere you get your apps. This episode is also brought to you by Symbol. Symbol is the sports stock market that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. There are two ways to make money on Symbol. First, every time a team you own wins, you earn a cash win payout. Second, just like the stock market, if you think a team is going to increase in value, you can buy low and sell high for a profit. Use promo code SD, as in sports drink, to make your first deposit risk-free. That means even if you lose money or just decide the market isn't for you, Symbol will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. So anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. I only really have one bear down today, with maybe an honorable mention here and there. The bear down has to go to the defense overall. It's just, you know, and in a way I can't really blame them because this is what happens every time. But like I said, it's I didn't really have a problem with their effort, to be completely honest with you, until that fourth quarter drive where the Packers scored to go up 24-14. I mean, it was, here it was. We overcome a backbreaking bullshit holding call that called back Khalil Herbert's second touchdown. They called a holding penalty on Sam Mustipher when he was not holding. They called him for it anyway. It called the touchdown back. And it seemed like one of those plays where, oh yeah, this is where we're going to have, you know, Justin Fields is going to throw a tipped interception, or we're going to have to go for a field goal and miss it or something. It just felt like one of those moments. But instead, we came back and 4, 5, 6 plays, whatever it was later, we're finding Mooney in the back of the end zone for the touchdown. We're back in this thing. We have the momentum. The crowd is back in the football game. It's 17-14. Let's go get it. Go out there and get Rodgers on, you know, and get this football back. Let's give ourselves a chance to tie this thing up, or God forbid, go out and win it here in the last 6-7 minutes. And instead, we had what I was talking about a minute ago. We shut him down first and second down, 13-yard play to Alan Lazar on third down to get the first down. And then a couple of plays later is when Jalen Johnson gets beat at the line of scrimmage by Davante Adams. But rather than keep pursuing Adams, because that's his guy, he kind of gives up on him. Adams catches the ball and runs what initially looked like a touchdown, but instead he stepped out at about the 22-yard line, and it was still a 40-yard gain on that play. So bear down to Jalen Johnson on that one. Didn't think I'd be saying that anytime soon, even against the great Davante Adams. But holy shit, man, you can't do that. You absolutely cannot do that. And as a defense, we had to have that drive. We had to have it, and you blew it. You absolutely blew it. So whether that's on Desai or the effort or whatever it was, you let Aaron Rodgers you, and we lost, and we deserved it. So, I mean, that's why I'm so pissed off. That's why the defense gets the bear down as a whole, and I'm leaving it exclusively with you guys this week. Okay? Deshaun Gibson, piss poor effort on the Aaron Jones touchdown. You know, you played it perfect. You played it perfect. You had him coming out of the backfield. You stuck with him, and then he ends up catching the ball because nobody's open. Secondary did their job, covered their guys. He's open. Rodgers throws him the football, and you got him. You got him right there. And instead, he makes you miss and then runs in untouched for the touchdown. Just unforgivable. Unforgivable. You know, and I've been reading articles this week about Deion Bush slowly emerging to be the next Adrian Amos or Adrian Amos Light or whatever. Plays like that makes me wish he was back out there. You know, the last 2 weeks when the defense looked solid is the last 2 weeks when Deshaun Gibson was watching football instead of playing it. And I'm kind of missing those days already. So, yeah. Jalen Johnson, Deshaun Gibson really let us down today in those key moments. And, you know, like I said, the defense just collapsed at the absolute worst time. Absolute worst time. A drive that we absolutely had to have, and they choked their ass. So bear down to the defense. Awful. And like I said, that's all I got, guys. It's short and sweet. I don't have a lot to get into. I just want to kind of get this out there and get it over with. I'll do more of my. We'll handle more in the deep dive tomorrow. We'll have the knee jerk reactions to bounce off of. And trust me, you guys are gonna love the fourth quarter knee jerk reaction. I was pissed at the end of the game. Kept it clean somehow, but I was still pissed. So. Anyway, come back tomorrow for the deep dive review. We'll dig further into this. We'll have our knee-jerk reactions, and we'll close the book on this and then get ready for the savage beating that's coming at the hands of the Buccaneers next Sunday. So come on back tomorrow for the deep dive review. And until then, my name is Larry D, and this has been the Bears Talk Underground.